silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
And here's Junior Mance. That one, that was Fine Brown Frame, introduced many years ago by Nellie Lutcher, and done for you by Junior Mance, with Bob Bain's brassy type group there, from the album Straight Ahead. Here's an album called Nobody But Lou, referring to the artist featured on the album, of course, Lou Rawls, and we happen to catch Lou on our long-distance beeper in Oklahoma. Lou, how's it going?
Fine, Jack. How are you?
Fine. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. Just out here making some one-night of concerts.
How long are you on the road throughout the year, Lou?
Oh, I'm out 10, 11 months.
Well, that's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to the family life?
Hey, it doesn't let it swing too good.
But you earn a living anyway.
Yeah.
Say, this is an exciting album, this Nobody But Me. Who did the arrangements on this, Lou?
Benny Carter.
Benny Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, it's marvelous. I have It's Monday Every Day lined up here.
Oh, really?
And, of course, we have other tracks from the album that we feature on some of the other shows, but I thought I'd spin this one in right now as we talk to you. Anything particular you care to say about this particular album, Lou?
Well, I'd like to say this, Jack. It's really, it was indeed a great pleasure for me to have the opportunity to record with Benny Carter, since, you know, he is one of the greatest.
He sure is.
And it was just a beautiful, the whole sessions and all, everything was just beautiful, you know.
It sounds to be more of a pop nature than some of your previous things.
Yes, well, I was trying to see if I could extend myself without completely getting away from, you know, from my basic type of material and phrasing and, you know, these type of things.
Well, let's give our listeners a sample of what we're talking about. Coming up, it's Monday Every Day. Our telephone guest speaking to us long distance from Oklahoma. Lou, thank you very much for the good words, and we'll see you soon, I hope.
Very good, Jack. Thank you.
Right, and here it comes. It's Monday Every Day. Lou Rawls with Benny Carter from the album Nobody But Me.
It's Monday Every Day since you've gone. It's blue time all the time from now on. So what if Tuesday to Sunday the sun keeps saying howdy? It won't change my mood. I just sit and brood. As far as I'm concerned, it's Monday and it's cloudy. It's a winter through the years since you went. And they tell me spring was here, but what has it meant? Yeah, I say my life is simply nothing. It's as bare as a dying tree. 'Cause it's a Monday every day, baby, till you come back to me.
With Benny Carter's accompaniment, the voice of our telephone guest, Lou Rawls, and it's Monday every day. From Lou's album, Nobody But Lou. Listen to this. No, I'm not going long hair on you, nor is George Shearing, who's doing the playing. But since Shearing has long appreciated and played classical music, he inevitably works a little of it into many of his popular and jazz recordings, such as this album, which is called Out of the Woods. And this is Improvisation on Fugue 10. an album of Gary Burton originals, the George Shearing Quintet and Woodwinds, with improvisation on Fugue 10. And the LP is cleverly titled Out of the Woods. Here's a song from an album that's been very popular on the air lately. It's called L-O-V-E. Bob Marcus wrote this one. Ralph Carmichael arranged it. And Nat King Cole sings it.
Thanks to you, I found my happiness. Thanks to you and to your warm caress. Though winter's chill may fill the air, it's always spring as long as you are there. Thanks to you, I found my guiding light. Loving you makes everything seem right. Each day that I'll be living, darling, I'll be giving my thanks to
to you. Nat King Cole, Ralph Carmichael, the orchestra from the LP L-O-V-E. Now here's an album simply called The Golden Boy Instrumental Album, arranged and conducted by H.B. Barnum. And before I play it, I'm happy to say that HB is right here in the studio with me. How you doing, HB?
Fine, Jack.
What's the HB for?
Uh-oh. Here's where the interview ends.
Oh, Barnum. Well, is it too long to say?
No, it's kind of hard to remember, though.
All right, what is it?
Well, I promise you won't tell anybody.
I won't tell a soul.
It's for Heidel Brown.
Okay, HB.
Sworn to secrecy now.
All right, now tell me about this album.
Well, this is the music from the hit musical Golden Boy,
mm-hmm.
Which stars Sammy Davis Jr. and Paula Wayne.
Yeah.
And we just took all the songs and kind of messed them up a little bit and put them on an album.
Well, I listened to the LP and it sounds pretty good to me. As a matter of fact, I was kind of surprised because you've been kind of doing the rock stuff.
Well, thank you very much. Once in a while we get a chance to do something we really like, and this is the result of it.
Now, where are you from, HB?
Originally from Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
I make my home in Los Angeles now.
How did you get into music and arranging and everything?
Well, it's kind of funny. I went to school and went to college to be an FBI man.
No kidding.
I studied law all the way through school, and I only played music to kind of sustain myself in school.
Piano or?
Piano. I play all the instruments now, but yeah? I started off as a violin player. My mother made me take violin lessons.
I'll be darned.
After college, I couldn't grow tall enough to get in the FBI. So I went on LAPD for about a year, and then I got off and started writing.
I know we met not too long ago at a friend of mine's place, and I suppose your manager, Lee Newman.
That's
and
right.
Barbara Bell.
That's right.
Yeah, they manage you. Huh?
That's right. They kind of keep me on the right road.
Yeah, well, I think you're on the right road with this album, I'll tell you that. This
Thank
is
you.
Real great. HB, nice having you on the show. I can't even remember your name now.
That's good. That's all right.
Harold Brown.
Thanks.
Really great having you on the show. And I'm going to play one here called Colorful. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you. Hope everybody enjoys it.
Right. HB Barnum, Golden Instrumental Hits from Golden Boy. And here's Colorful. There's the work of H.B. Barnum, our studio guest, and that particular tune is called Colorful. H.B. Barnum and Company with the Golden Boy Instrumental Album. For more easy listening now, it's Roger Bourdin, his fine flute and orchestra with a familiar French melody. From the LP Slightly French, here's La Mer. Roger Bourdin's flute and orchestra, that was La Mer, also known as Beyond the Sea, with kind of a modern continental flavor and great for easy listening. The album is called Slightly French. Time for another free album winner to be announced, and we have here a lady with a showbiz name, Mrs. Doris Day, who will win a free album for listening to the show over WHOU, our silver platter station in Holton, Maine.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go? Oh, it's over. We hope you like the show.
Well, it's time for me to stash the LPs for a bit, line up some more albums and guests, and find more silver platter winners for our next show. So keep your dial right where it is and be back with me again, huh? Our engineer was George Irwin, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So long. So long.